Real Estate Investing Success St. Louis is proudly sponsored by Call Porter. Real estate investors, need help fielding all those warm leads? Let Call Porter do the heavy lifting for you. Call Porter is the country's only live answering service specifically designed for real estate investors by real estate investors. Call Porter's highly trained United States-based staff will handle all your inbound calls and screen them for motivation, equity, condition, and asking price. Call Porter will even book appointments for you. To book your introductory call now, just go to callporter.com/schedule. That's callporter.com/schedule. Never lose a deal again. Call Porter.
Universe Media Publishing.
Good day, REI successors. I'm Antonio Holman, and welcome to Real Estate Investing Success St. Louis number 2, where I chat with successful people about the ins and outs and ups and downs of the real estate investing industry right here in St. Louis. And if you'd like to learn how I've stayed motivated throughout the years, check out my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success, now on Amazon. Today, we are talking to Ann Riley. Ann is an author, life coach, passionate rehabber, and the St. Louis godmother of real estate and much more. Ann is an REI success. Ann, are you ready to talk real estate investing success with me today?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Ann, aside from your real estate investing world, tell us a little bit about your personal life.
Oh, my personal life. I have a husband. He and I have been married 46 years this weekend. We have 4 children grown, 9 grandchildren almost grown, which gives me plenty of time to donate to coaching other people in real estate, as well as doing my own real estate projects.
Awesome. Awesome. That's good. Cause you're giving back nonstop. How many clients do you think you coach every year?
Currently we have a group of 50 that I coach with some additional members, and our total group here in St. Louis is over 52.
Wow. That's yeah.
So we meet 4 nights a week. And not all of them show up at the same time because they're all being coached on something different. So one night we have a mastermind where we have a specific topic. The second night we have a round table where people who have projects going get together and sit down and actually talk about what they're doing, what their needs are, if they've got a problem, if they've got a success. And then on Thursday nights we talk wealth building and how to pay less in taxes. So it's always Thursday night is always a wealth strategy. One Thursday, I just handed out the cards from the cash flow Robert Kiyosaki game, and I gave everybody like 3 or 4, and then had them pick what was their best deal, and then we went around the room and talked about the deals so that people understood that getting education in real estate and being mentored is a lot like playing the cash flow game. Now, I've gone to several cash flow nights, and usually the new people sit down at the table, the game board's in front of them, they've never played before, they don't have any idea how it goes, and then they start talking to the people around them, you know, other game players. And none of them actually take time to, like, look at the rules or read the cards or check out what the game really is. And I find that that's one of the problems that people have in real estate is they go to meetings, they talk to new people, they chat around a lot, but they never take the time to read the rules because real estate does have rules in it.
Yeah, that's really an important thing you're saying there, because I actually went to a cash flow game night, and it was quite different from the way that I typically learn things. I need space and quiet to be able to concentrate and learn, but it was such an interactive environment, and it was a little noisy, and I was like very overwhelmed. So needless to say, I didn't have the chance to learn that game yet. So I'm still going to learn it eventually because I think it's a very important thing that Kiyosaki designed.
Well, I own a game. Anytime you want to play, you let me know. I'll find five other people to play with us so that you can actually get a grip on it. So one of the very basic of things about the game, and even though you didn't really learn the game, a thing that you can take away from that is how do you hold your money? Okay, so while you were playing the game, are you a sort the money all out and tuck them underneath the edge of the board so that each denomination is in its own separate stack? Are you a person who sorts their money and then puts the stack all together so nobody else knows how much money you have? Or are you the guy who just takes the cash in and just stacks it all in a stack and even you don't know how much money you have?
Oh, I sort it. I sort it and keep it in one stack.
Okay, so you're kind of like the I got money, I don't want anybody else to know what I have guy.
Well, I mean, yes, but that wasn't my reasoning. I was just keeping it organized, you know.
Well, but that is a subconscious thing.
You think so? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So that's probably, if you look at that and you look at the way you do your personal and business finances, it probably is very similar to that. You sort it all out, you keep it in a nice, neat stack, but you keep it all together.
Yeah, pretty much.
See? So in the beginning, when I first played the game, I was a person who didn't care how much money they had. The only time I ever counted the money was if I wanted to buy something. You know, they would hand me a paycheck. The bills would be multiple denominations, and I would just stack them up in my hand. And then the next thing I learned to do was to sort it so it was easier to know how much I had so that I could buy things. But later, and today when I play, I put all my money out on the board and I tuck it underneath. Because I want people at the table to know that they can come to me for a loan or they can joint venture with me because they can see that I have money.
See, well, that's a tactic of someone who actually knows how to play the game. And I didn't even get a chance to get that far because that tactic actually is super smart because that plays well into real estate investing because if people know that you have the funds available, they will JV with you and then you earn more money. So yeah, I totally agree with that. Totally. All right. So let's get into it. Let's see. So what is the one word that comes to mind for you for the reason why you got into real estate investing and why?
Retirement. I owned my own company and had worked in the company for over 30 years. And I realized that even though I was self-employed, the company only made enough money so that if you worked in the company, you could take money out. But I could never get it to make enough money to pay somebody not to come in. And so I realized that I was going to have some other vehicle to fund my retirement so that I wouldn't have to continue to work, you know, a job. And believe me, being self-employed, we were working 5 12-hour days, another 6 on Saturday, and another 4 or 5 on Sunday. I mean, literally, we were literally working ourselves to death. So retirement was my plan. The reality is, I love houses as much as I love cars. And in the very beginning of being married to Hammer, we had 48 cars in the first 4 years. Okay, so today when people ask me what kind of car I want, I just tell them I want one paid for. Because the reality is I've owned more cars than most people have ever dreamed of. And what you're driving doesn't mean anything to me. I'm more interested in if I have a really nice car, would somebody want to carjack me? I just as soon drive something that nobody, you know, kind of an inconspicuous thing, and then have something nicer for travel, you know?
Yeah, you're smart and practical.
But I fell in love with houses just like I did cars. And so now I'm working on, I'm diversifying into rentals, but I'm only buying specific rentals, like all the ones in my subdivision. So I'm not looking to hold, you know, far away. I just want things that I drive past every day. And I figure if I have 5 of them paid off, and they're bringing in 800, you know, a month each one, and they're free and clear. That's about $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And truthfully, you can have a pretty nice retirement with that. Now, I'm not saying I won't go for more. I'm just saying that's just a basic retirement.
Are you trying to buy up your neighborhood so it's Ann's neighborhood?
Yes. Well, I discovered that if I own 19 lots in my subdivision, I get to write the bylaws.
Oh, wow.
Because that's like you have to have a majority. I think there's 40 lots or something. Any, I think you have to own like a third or a half to be able to be the person writing it. Currently, I'm going to say I control them, but I don't really, like, I don't mean I control them like I control them on paper. Mm-hmm. But I have four neighbors who each have two lots, and the lots that I have together, we already could do that. But, I mean, it's a control thing, you know. You just want the streets to be nice, you know, that kind of thing.
Is that St. Louis County or is it Jeff County?
Jeff County.
Jeff County, okay.
Yeah, it's much cheaper out here. And using the velocity banking method that our education platform teaches, I can pay off I can pay a 30-year mortgage off in 7.5 years using the same money. So when I take my little houses, I can pretty much pay them off in like 2 years. So nothing is keeping me from, you know, getting that done.
What's your favorite part of being a real estate investor?
Helping other investors, helping people find the right house. So not only am I an investor, but I'm also an agent and a broker. So I always have to disclose that I own my own brokerage. It's not my biggest focus. But I do like helping other people, you know, find the house that they want. But investors, they're more fun because they have, most of them have vision. You know, I'm going to paint this color. I'm going to put a bathroom in over here. I'm going to rearrange the kitchen. You know, that's a highlight for me. Plus, I like to take really ugly houses and make them pretty.
Awesome. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I bought a couple that were total stinkers that turned out really nice and made a nice profit.
Awesome. Now, as we know, REI life can be full of ups and downs. What was the time throughout your journey that you felt most unsuccessful?
I would say 2008, 9, 10. In 8, we discovered that the prices were just so high that you couldn't buy anything. You know, everybody was getting into the market. Bunches of people who had no idea what they were doing were buying houses and just driving. I mean, they were paying crazy prices for houses. It was ridiculous. I mean, crazy prices for rehab houses, not houses that are all done, but even just, you know, they were just driving the market up crazy. And I felt like I should have, you know, I should have been doing more then. But on the other hand, it turned out that I was really a better success because I didn't. Because I stepped back and I let other people, you know, I did work for them rather than buying my own. And that kind of gave us, you know, a little more cushion, like when things really fell apart. And I do want to say that all of the investors, and I mean seasoned investors, because you can't do anything about the new people, but the seasoned investors, they knew it was coming. I mean, you can't have your house appraised for 10% more every year for, you know, 30 years. It just doesn't work that way. You know, so in that respect, I think that, you know, they could have seen it coming. They should have prepared themselves a little better. But then on the other hand, a lot of gurus were teaching, you know, buy a house, put down $10,000, refi it and pull out $25,000. Then take that 25 and buy two more houses, you know, then put renters in and then refi and pull that money back out. And people were just totally over leveraged. And I don't know that if it's my age or maybe the fact that I'm third generation, fourth generation entrepreneur. We believe that somewhere along the line, you got to own something. You just can't always rent the space. You know, you need to own your home. You know, you need to own your car. My grandfather, so my dad owned a parts company to sell supplies to body shops. My grandfather, with my dad, owned an auto body shop. And my grandfather, before him, owned a farm. So I guess you can kind of see how all that blue-collar entrepreneurship leads you to believe in owning things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good, though. I love it. What's the one positive goal you're focused on today in your real estate investing business?
Right now, I'm trying to get myself straightened out with what do I want to be when I grow up? And a friend posed this to me the other day, and I told him, I said, well, I've always been proud that I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, because I feel like I'm always growing and there's always opportunities. And I won't tell you exactly how old I am, but I'm old enough that you would think by now I would know what I want to be. And so I actually sat down over the weekend and really kind of focused on it. And what I've discovered is that I really want to be in wholesale, and I want to be in the investor side of real estate. My idea of a good time is not driving around showing, you know, somebody in high heels and lots of makeup, you know, with big hair, you know, $500,000 houses. You know, I'm not looking to sell $1 million houses. I like blue collar people. I like their down to earth values. And the positive goal I'm focused on right now is getting the godmother lined up and helping people. Okay, so here's my thing. I have a new word, Antonio. It's called pishing it.
Okay.
Now, I didn't create the word. The word was created by Garrett Gunderson, who wrote the book called What Would the Rockefellers Do? And Garrett Gunderson created that word. It's a verse. This is what it means. It means, I am so pissed off, I'm passionate. And so I have discovered some tax, I don't want to say loopholes, but I want some tax code that most people don't use and don't know. And I am really very passionate about helping other people pay less in taxes. Because if you weren't paying so much in taxes and interest, and mostly interest, you'd have a lot more money to spend. So it kind of works like, if you could pay your house off in 7.5 years, you would save half the cost of your house. Okay, so let's just say you buy a $150,000 house, and I'm just using rough numbers. So it's $150,000 to buy the house, because that's what it costs. And by the time you make 30 years worth of payments on it, you're paying another $165,000 on the house. And if you could pay that off in 7 years, you'd only be paying a third of the interest. So now you're paying $175,000 to $185,000 for the house. And then you're not paying for it for the rest of your life. And to me, that's gold, because now you can pay cash for cars. Now you can send your kids to college. Now you can have a retirement. Now you can put money away, you know, for retirement. Have a nice vacation. I mean, if you're going to do those things, you know, I want you to pay cash for them, but if you put them on credit, I at least want you to be able to pay them off quickly and not have to pay for 3 years on a vacation you took for 2 weeks, you know?
Right.
5 years ago.
Yeah, that's a great, great focused goal to have. Yeah, for sure. Currently, what's your favorite technology that helps you succeed, and why is that?
I would say right now, the internet is probably my favorite technology. Although I am learning things like Skype. I've tried Voxer. You know, I've tried a few that I don't care for. But the internet has been a great help to me, you know, having access to the MLS. I have a grandson who goes to RIT in New York, Rochester, New York, and he is a computer major. And so he can, like, screen share with me so that he can help me get things that I don't need, you know, that I don't know about. Also, Antonio, you have to understand that when I took typing in high school, it was typing and it was a manual typewriter.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Okay, so like, I remember being in high school and I told my mom I wanted one of those handheld calculators because I was taking chemistry. I was having a terrible time with it. I didn't have any trouble following the recipe. I always had trouble with the math. And so I asked for a calculator. And my mom handed me a slide rule, and oh, I'm like, I can't make this work. And she's like, well, figure it out. She said, because I don't know who you think you are. We are not the Rockefellers. You cannot afford a handheld calculator. Now, I'm talking about one that just added and subtracted. I'm not even talking about a scientific calculator.
Right, right.
So I'm going to, you know, like, all technology is good for me.
Excellent, excellent.
So, and today you can buy that calculator for 50 cents at the dollar store.
Right, exactly. Hang tight, REI successors. We'll return to our conversation with Ann Riley after a word from our sponsors. Coming soon from St. Louis Real Estate Investor Magazine, STL REI Girls Podcast.
Hey, it's Sandra Holtmeyer.
And Melanie Claiborne.
In our show, we share how we found our freedom through real estate, created multiple streams of income, and what we're doing now.
As we talk about our journey to building lasting wealth, we'll enjoy conversations with extraordinary people we've met along the way.
So check out our podcast, STL REI Girls.
You know you want to.
Pest problem? Two Nice Guys Termite and Pest Control is your pest control solution. For the past 35 years, Two Nice Guys Termite and Pest Control has been protecting homes and businesses just like yours from disease and destruction from all pests. Two Nice Guys Termite and Pest Control serves the greater St. Louis metro area and its surrounding counties. And the other perk about Two Nice Guys, they use all natural green compounds. If you're seeking trained professionals to handle all of your pest maintenance needs in Missouri and Illinois, call Two Nice Guys now at 636-464-1411. Email at info@twoniceguys.com or visit twoniceguys.com. That's the number 2NICEGUYS.com. Two Nice Guys Termite and Pest Control. St. Louis. Artistry Flooring is here to help you with any of your flooring-related needs. With over 22 years' experience, there's no job too big or too small. Artistry Flooring gives free estimates and consultations on any of your flooring jobs. With two huge showrooms available displaying thousands of flooring options for you to choose from, Artistry Flooring can get you the look and feel you've been searching for. They can even match the old floors you currently have now. Artistry Flooring cares deeply about your needs and take total pride in their work. Whether you need a new flooring install or in need of a flooring repair, Artistry Flooring will exceed your expectations. Contact them now at 314-458-8213. That's 314-458-8213. Artistry Flooring. And we're back with real estate investor Ann Riley. And if people want to learn more about you, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, the good news is I'm on Facebook twice. I'm on Facebook under Ann Riley, a St. Louis entrepreneur. And I'm also on Facebook under the Godmother of Real Estate. So you can find me both ways. I check my Facebook page couple times a day. I try not to hang out there too long because it, you know, it does become a black hole that will suck you in if you let it. So, but people are free to private message me or, you know, leave a comment on my timeline. they can feel free to friend me, and I'll accept their friendship. And currently, they can catch me on the radio on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 on 1010 AM KXEN. Feel free to email me at silver_certificate@yahoo.com.
Finally, Ann, since entering the real estate investing world, what are you most grateful for?
I am most grateful for the people who have helped me through this. And some of them consider themselves mentors, others just consider themselves my friend. But there are some men, and I'm going to give all the credit to the men, because I really don't know that many women in real estate who've been around as long as I've been in. I mean, I've been doing this since 2000, so I've been around pretty long. But I would say, you know, I don't know, how about a couple of personal plugs? Sean McCloskey was a big help for me in the beginning. I followed his Life and Air plan, and, you know, he's done really well. A lot of people don't know who he is because he's doing his own thing, and that's basically what he taught me, was to be able to do my own thing. And Chris Klewine, you know, taught me wholesaling and gave me a, you know, big push in the back to, you know, get moving forward when I was stalling. And let's see, I want to say Jeremy Vlachic was very helpful to me. And Jason Christian, who most people don't know him either. He's another person who's kind of like in the background. Those men have all given me information, a shove in the right direction, told me if I was going the wrong way. You know, Gary, my Hammer, was sick for 3.5 years with cancer, and he's recovered and doing well. And all of those people gave me a pat on the back, gave me a shove forward, you know, didn't let me fall into, you know, that crevice of, oh, poor me. And, you know, life was easy when I was the helper, but now that I'm, you know, for 4 years I was the breadwinner, it's a whole different position to be in. And those people all supported me. And I feel like I'm like leaving out a ton of people, because truthfully, they have all been very, very good to me. And that's why I'm so happy to help educate other people and mentor other people as well, because, you know, everybody needs somebody on their side.
REI Successors, I hope you enjoyed my quick conversation with Ann Riley. Please check out more great REI content like this, as well as our incredible growing business directory at stlreimag.com. Also, you can find more of this podcast at reisuccesspod.com. That's reisuccesspod.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay grateful, stay successful, and be free.
If you'd like to be a guest or advertise on this podcast, email us at info@stlreimag.com. Our theme music is Warzone by Unknown Brain, featuring MIME.
Is your rental business not running quite the way you hoped? Are tenant problems becoming, well, your problem? Are you skeptical about turning over your rental portfolio to a property manager? Meet Mark Dolfini, landlord coach, full-time real estate investor, and best-selling author of the book, The Time Wealthy Investor 2.0. Mark once thought that real estate investing was the best way to quit his job and become his own boss. The trouble was, he ended up working more hours than ever and ended up working for the worst boss in the world, himself. With lots of help, learning, and trial and error, Mark has turned his once 20-hour-per-day real estate job into a 2-hour-per-week real estate business, and he'd like to share his secrets with you so you can do the same. Head on over to landlordcoach.com/STL for Mark's free quick start kit.
Look, money's important, no doubt, but time is the holy grail. If you're ready to have the passive income real estate business you've always dreamed of, if you want more money and time in your life, if you want actual freedom on your calendar, if you want time wealth, head on over to landlordcoach.com/STL for your free quick start kit. That's landlordcoach.com/STL. Remember, if you don't place a value on your time, someone else will.